Friday. We got a lot of silent wonders this morning. Well, that's all right. Well, we still welcome everybody to the Master's Call. We're going to go on and get started. It is right at 6 o'clock, and we praise God for each and every one of you being a part of this awesome call this morning. We're going to go out to Chicago, Illinois this morning and ask our very own Candy to please open us up with a word of prayer. Candy, the floor is yours.
Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
I want you to talk just a little louder for me, please.
Okay, can you hear me?
That's better. Thank you.
Good, good. Heavenly Father, we honor you, Lord God. We come thanking you for the blessings you have given us. Lord, you are merciful and faithful, and we praise you. We exalt your name high above all else. You are omnipotent. You are power, and you possess all power. You are gentle, you are kind, and you are loving. You are omnipresent. You are present everywhere, at every time in history. You are omniscient. You are all-knowing. Nothing is beyond your understanding. Lord, you know the end with the beginning, so we don't have to worry. You have worked everything out for us. You are awesome, and you are worthy of our praise. So, Father God, we thank you this morning for life and salvation, because without salvation, life is not worth living. We thank you for waking us up this morning so we may walk in your presence, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you have purposed our lives for walking and doing that you want us to do. Father God, all glory, all honor be unto you as we fulfill your destiny for our lives. We thank you, Lord, for the vision you gave Pastor Vanessa and Pastor PK for this Master's Call. Thank you, Father God, that it is changing our lives. Thank you that we are being empowered, enriched, and enhanced through the revelation knowledge of your word. Thank you, Father, for the anointed message that we receive from our speaker that is downloading victory, success, and prosperity into our day. And we take authority over this day. We pull down success, health, and blessings from the spirit realm. Holy Spirit, you are welcome on this call. Permeate the airways with God's anointing. Prick our hearts. And Father God, speak boldly to and through our speaker. Let your words be unchecked, unchanged, and unhindered by any outside force. Satan, I bind you in every attempt you make to hinder, alter, disguise, or deceive the word of God this morning. I assign angels to our divine escort and supernatural security. Let them dismantle and destroy satanic strongholds. Dismantle evil powers working to interrupt and flow through the airwaves and frequencies. Let them control the phone lines, allowing all of our listeners to hear freely and clearly. Father, superimpose your will over the will of evil spirits and evil men. I loose the spirit of the living God and the ministering angels to usher in the voice of the Lord this morning. We thank you for it. We call it done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Candy, for standing in the gap, commanding the heavens, aligning the atmosphere so that the will of God can go forth freely on this morning. We praise God for all of our prayer warriors, and you can hear about the anointing on each and every one of them. Ms. Candy, this morning, that we are assigned for purpose on these calls. Well, I'm going to give you a few announcements before our speaker comes forth this morning to minister the word of God. And we are excited to invite all of our listeners to visit our website, where you will find links of all the previous messages. I tell you, if you need truly a praise break to be encouraged and to be excited again about all God is doing, visit that website and listen to one of the many messages, and I assure you, your heart will be encouraged. Our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, the Masters, that's with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com, and our email, where we encourage you to send your prayer requests, praise reports, suggestions, comments, just giving some sisters a shout-out. We're always happy to hear from our Master Call family, and our email is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. So please stop by and visit us at our website. We also want to encourage many of you in the artist family, like me, a little tired. We had an awesome end of month, and truly were up to the very end last night, but to visit your back office. The reason for all of us coming together is around this God-ordained, God-anointed company of Artists International. And the many of you on the line who may not be part of Artists, we encourage you, from whoever invited you to the call who's part of our artist family, to truly take a look, because we are a ministry in the marketplace that is changing lives with our health and creating godly wealth. So we're excited about what God is doing at Artists International. We have a lot of ATC, artist training courses, going on across the country, and want to alert you to some of them. On April 9th and 10th in London, UK, keep please that team in prayer as they travel across the waters with the theme to rewind, restart, and renew. And we've just found out Antonio and Elvia Diaz de Leon, along with Antonio and Catalina, will be there with Michael Kloss, and the team and some other Platinums will be joining them there. We're just praying for a very, very successful trip in London, UK, on April 9th and 10th. And then the following weekend, all roads are leading to Houston, Texas. On April 16th, our ATC training will be in Houston at the Holiday Inn, not the one they normally meet at, but the Holiday Inn by the Reliant Stadium. And that address is 8111 Kirby Drive in Houston, Texas. It's $20 in advance, and they will not be selling tickets at the door. So they've set up a website at www.atchouston.eventbrite. And that's Eventbrite is Brite.com. So please go and purchase your tickets at www.atchouston.eventbrite.com. There will at least be 9 Platinums in the house, and we're so excited that several of our Platinums you hear on our call each and every morning are part of that team. So we want to keep that meeting in prayer. Many of us in Dallas will be journeying down to Houston, Texas at April 16th. And we do have a few Super Saturdays that were given to me I want to announce very quickly. Many of you all are from the Chicago area. There will be a health fest on April 9th at the Holiday Inn at Midway Airport, 6624 South Cicero, I'm probably massacring it, Cicero, South Cicero Avenue, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and our Platinum President, my Spelman sister, Verdita Monk and Harvey Monk, will be hosting that. All the details can be found at www.reshapeandloseweight.com. So go to www.reshapeandloseweight.com. That's $10 in advance and $15 at the door. So they're right there in that Chicago area. Many of you on this line every morning are from that area. We're encouraging you to go out on April 9th to the Health Fest. And while they're still on the road, the following Monday, they will be in Milwaukee for our many Milwaukee listeners. Harvey and Vedita Monk, Platinum Presidents, will be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the Radisson Inn on April 11th. at 7065 Northport Washington Road in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And again, visit that same website, Reshape, www.reshapeandloseweight.com, to get all the details. And visit your back office, because there are many, many other Super Saturdays going on that we want you to avail yourself to, that is for your benefit and your growth. Now, we want to get ready for the Word of God this morning. Truly, she is no stranger to the line. Our co-host, which we all know and love, Dr. P.K. Roberts, hails from Colorado Springs, Colorado, where she is a chaplain in the United States Army, a wife, a mother, a Gigi, awesome anointed praise dancer. We lovingly call her Preaching Mama. And I am so humbled to have been called alongside with her as the co-host and visionary of this call, this assignment that has been bringing us so much joy each and every morning. And as she always does every time she comes before us with a word from the throne room of God. So I present to some and introduce to others and turn the floor over to our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts. The floor is yours.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning to MasterCall listeners. We do give God honor today for his goodness, for his mercies, for his kindness. We thank him and we bless his name for his word. And the word that we are going to look at again, and this is going to be the part two of a series I started 2 weeks ago entitled Pass the Salt, Please. Normally when we sit around the table, some of us are so bad at it, we want the salt before we even taste our food. It's, pass me that salt and paper, pepper shaker, please. It is amazing how salt is such a small grain of substance that we all seem to need or want. Some people can't stand salt. Some people love a lot of salt. But over in Matthew 5:13, we're going to talk a little bit about this salt and about how it pertains to us. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of man. And I want to read just 14 and 15 as well. You are the light of the world. A city setteth on a hill cannot be hidden. Not do men light a lamp and put it under a peck measure, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. Both of these scriptures start off telling us who we are, because it is important for us to know who we are. It is important for us to understand that 90% of the people who we talk to every day have no idea who they are. Even though they sit in the church, even though they read the word, even though they have gone to school and have degrees, they don't know who they are. But here in this scripture this morning, I am letting you know that you are somebody special. We can discover who we are by reading what Jesus Christ says who we are here in the scripture. And as I said before, and as my dear co-host says often, this is in the red letters, you all. So Jesus spoke this himself. You are the salt of the earth. You are somebody special. True believers are the salt of the earth. But what does that mean? Well, now, in the modern day society, salt, I told you last time, is often, you know, pushed to the side, even though we are told, we know our mouth wants it. The doctors have said to us that we don't need much salt on our food, that all of our food already has its salt, has enough salt in it. But in the Holy Scripture, it lets us know that salt is very important. I told you that salt has value. And so therefore, I want you to say to yourself loud this morning, number one of the 4 points that I will make is, I am valuable. You need to know that you are valuable. You are valuable. When you are small, when some of us were children, I remember growing up in Mississippi, I was told by this man that I would never be anything, that black children grow up to be housekeepers and hotel keepers, cleaners, and and asked me the question, what did I think I was going to be? I was a little girl, man that came around to bring candy and sold candy to people out of his car. I told him, I don't know what I'm going to be, but I'm going to be more than a housekeeper. I'm going to be a psychologist. That was the longest word that I could come up with in my little small mind. And I said, I'm going to be somebody special, I tell you, because my pastor told me that I am somebody special. You need to tell yourself, no matter what others say about you, that you are somebody special. You are valuable. Well, you see, that salt, back in the period of Jesus Christ, when he made this statement, he was wanting us to consider that salt is was a very, very valuable commodity, and that it's where the salt was placed, you know, that determined the value of the person at the table, and the placement of the salt. And so this morning, my sisters and brothers, I want you to know that when Jesus the Christ said that we are the salt of the earth, he was referring to something of great, great value. And I want you to know that, number one, you are very valuable. I can just imagine seeing some of your faces this morning, and I just wished I could just put my hands on your face and on your forehead and just caress it and just say, you are so valuable. You are so important to this team. You are so important to God. You are important. So I want you to declare it this morning that I am valuable because Jesus said so. It doesn't matter what you or anybody else think about me. I am special. I am somebody valuable. Do not think of yourself as being any less than what God Almighty says you are, because God doesn't make any junk. In Genesis 1:28-27, it lets us know that God created people in his own image, and he patterned them after himself. And so he made us special. He fashioned us in his very own image, so we should all know who we are, number one, as being very, very valuable. God doesn't make any junk. He didn't make any, and he didn't start out making any, and he still doesn't make any. Okay, if we look at Matthew 6:26, the Bible says, look at the birds. They don't need to plant or harvest or put food in barns because the Heavenly Father feeds them. and you're more valuable to him than they are. As human beings, we are placed in a higher level than anything else in all of Almighty God's creation, and he loves us. And I want you to know that I love you today. You are so special to me as being a part of this team. Secondly, you all, as you can hear, I've been struggling with my voice, but I wanted to get these points out because last night somebody did not meet their goals. Somebody threw up their hands and said, I'm just so disgusted. This team I've been working with, it just seems as if it's just not going anywhere. Well, that's okay for now, because I want you to know, number two, you are influential. You have influence. You are somebody who makes a difference in somebody's life. Maybe the team that you have now don't know how important you are. Maybe they don't understand how influential you are in the whole scheme of things. But I promise you that if you keep talking to people, somebody is going to let you know one day that you have influenced them positively. You see, when I started in the military 25 years ago, I didn't start out thinking that one day I would get a phone call from a young man who says, if it had not been for you, I would have quit my wife, quit the military, and don't know what I would be now. But you and the Word kept me solid. And because of you, I've hunted for you. Thank God for Facebook. I don't still know how to use it. I'm just on it. But he was able to get me on Facebook, you all, to tell me how much he appreciated me and how he has thought of me many, many days. And today he is a minister. He was left to be a single parent of a young girl who is now graduating this year. And he says, I just am so thankful that God has allowed me to find you and to let you know how you impacted my life. I didn't know I had done that. You don't know how your salt is affecting people as you go throughout this life, what your frown or your smile is doing to a person throughout the day, how you are influencing people that you meet on your job today and what that's going to mean years down the road. When we consider the fact that one of the main functions of salt is to influence the flavor, we begin to realize that Jesus, the Christ, wants us to be influential people. He wants us to recognize one thing. Another thing that a person said to me was, I always knew that when I saw Chaplain Roberts, I knew you are my chaplain. I mean, this is 25 years later. You are my chaplain because I looked at you and thought, this is how I'm going to dress my daughter. I don't know anybody else that I wanted her to look like but you. You always had it together, and she is a beautiful young lady. That was another thing he said to me. I said, oh, my God. I don't think of myself like that. Didn't think of myself like that. So you need to know that you are influencing somebody. During the New Testament period of the Holy Bible, the written word of Almighty God, salt was used for three primary purposes, and you are too, to purify, to preserve, and to give flavor. Again, to purify. When you walk into a situation that is not so right, just your walking in should bring light into a dark situation, to preserve, to keep. When I was down in Mississippi and we used to kill hogs, they used to salt this hog down, this meat down, and put it in the smokehouse to preserve it, to keep it, because they didn't have refrigerators. It amazed me how they would put that much salt on it. And then when my mom would cook it, she would cook out the amount of salt that she didn't need. But it preserved that meat, and it kept that meat through the wintertime. And then and it gave a good flavor. I mean, you can't find meat like that anymore. Don't eat much pork anymore. But it was there to preserve, to purify, and to give flavors. One of the purest ways, one said to me when I went to the Holy Land, you've got to get in the water. The salt will help just purify your body and just cleanse you. You've got to get in the water. And so I have a bioengineizer is what it's called. And I put my feet in this water, and it pulls out so much impurities out of my body. And the sea salt, the salt of the earth, will do just that. When we our talk should be that of purity. That's why the saints used to say, guard your lips, guard your mouth, guard what you say. People around you know who you are just simply by what you are talking. There are signs there to let them know what's dropping out of your mouth will let people know exactly who you are. We must walk the walk and talk the talk. Is that all right? Okay, in the ancient scriptures, salt, like I told you, was also used for as a preservative. Today, salt is used to preserve meat and other foods also. But I want you to say that I want you to think of yourself as a Christian, as a true believer, that you are going to be the salt of the earth. You are being shaken out every day with your influence in this present day world. You are shaken out every day. Therefore, you are what is right. You are what is good. You are what is holy. Why? Because Jesus Christ is on the inside of you. And as a true believer, we must preserve the biblical doctrine. We must preserve the reverence of God Almighty and not just use his name so loosely. And we must be the one who reverence those things which are in the Bible as the Holy Word instructs us to be. Not being legalistically, but to know that we are to do what God himself says that we are to do. I know that my time is out, and I know that we need to go on and get finished with all of this, but it is just so important. Number three, for me to give you the last one, thirdly, we are vulnerable. We are vulnerable. How do you know that we are vulnerable? Because the second part of our scripture text for this morning tells us so. Let's look at it again. It says, but what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it useful again? No, you can't. It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. According to Jesus Christ, our salt can lose its flavor if we are not careful. Once that happens, Our influence is gone in the world. We become useless. Let me tell you something. When you backslide, you've heard of great, great ministers who have lost their Savior because they were vulnerable and allowed Satan to get in and just mess their lives up. I heard a story just last week that we prayed about that just hurt my heart so much. Whoever is supposed to pray this morning, just relax and chill out. It's all right. I'm going to close this out myself. It was so painful because there was a sting, a police sting, and they collected, I think he said to me, 26 men, and two of them were preachers in a prostitute ring, and one of the preachers had just been ordained. These two preachers had lost their value, because they were where they weren't supposed to be, doing what they weren't supposed to be doing. It was okay about all the other 24. Their names weren't even hardly mentioned. But the two preachers, they kept harping on them being there. They were not strong. We are here to help each other and to be careful about what we are doing so that we can represent Jesus Christ, first of all, and God Almighty in what we are doing. And finally, as I close this morning, I want you to know that we are to be responsible. Did you notice? Did you see it? Jesus the Christ left each and every one of us with the responsibility of being salt to the world in where we live. Throughout the Holy Bible, Almighty God promises to give us guidance and to help us do what he has given us, his purpose and plan. He makes it crystal clear that we have some responsibility here. And that when we do wrong, when we find ourselves liking, the principle of forgiveness will help us, you all, to ask somebody to forgive them, to forgive you for doing wrong. And none of us are perfect. We all need to know that sometimes we are to step back, take a look at ourselves, and say, God, I did that. And what I did was not right. Please forgive me. Help me to start this thing over. Help me to do it right. I have sent letters out to my, organization saying, I didn't really know what I was doing when I started this business 2 years ago. Forgive me for not steering you right. Forgive me for not training you. Forgive me for not connecting you. But now we have all of the great tools that we need to be successful. So be sure to do what you should, for then you will enjoy the personal satisfaction of having done your job well. And you don't need to compare yourself to anyone else. But once you can look to God in Galatians 6 and 4, inside, you can say, I know I have been responsible in my own conduct, and I can take a seat among those who absolutely are allowing themselves to be salt shakers, and I can say, pass the salt, please, and I am one of those salt shakers that's being passed. Lord, it's okay to pass me on and salty, and let me be the salt of the world, because you are the salt in me. Almighty God, we thank you and we praise you today for your word. We thank you, God, for letting us know that we are the salt of the world, that we are the salt that you use, that we are the salt that make a difference in others' lives, that we are the ones that when we open our mouths, we are the ones that you use to change lives. And that we are vulnerable. We are not invincible. We can be hurt. We are responsible to be salt, seriously, we are responsible. Help us to know how valuable we are to each other. Help us to know, God, that without you, there is nothing we can do that will bring or make a difference in anybody's life. But with you, God, with you, sometimes we don't even have to open our mouths. We can just walk in a room and light up the room because your presence is in us. We love you. We thank you. And we praise you for this fabulous Friday. And I thank you for every listener on this call. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Back to you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Dr. PK, for that rich, rich word. Pass the salt, please. We are a little over our time, so we thank each and every one of you with a benediction for those who need to leave the call on Fridays. It is our custom that we do take prayer requests and open up the line to specifically hear your prayer requests so that we can stand in the gap and bombard heaven on your behalf. But we always want to be diligent to our commitment that if you need to leave the line, we do speak the blessings of God and his favor on your life throughout this weekend until we meet again on Monday. We speak God's choice blessings of favor upon you. And for those who can stay on the line, we do want to go on and take the prayer request. And then, Amber, we can let you at that time close those out in prayer. But again, we thank you so much for that rich word, Dr. PK, and for Minister Candy opening it up. So I'm going to open up the line, and for those who would like to stay on the line and give us your prayer request, please, at this time, all you need to do is just hit *6 and you'll come into our question and answer queue, and I will recognize you. And we have been so blessed over the times of this call to pray and to literally speak the word over these prayer requests, and we've gotten many praise reports because the word does tell us the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we're going to take about 10 minutes tops and then go on and take prayer requests. We do have now from New York, 347-304. If you'll give us your name and your prayer request, please.
Sure. My name is Caprice.
Hello? Good morning, Miss Caprice.
How are you? How's everything?
Praise God. What's your prayer request here?
Okay, my prayer request this morning is that, first of all, I just want to say thank you, guys. You guys have been such an inspiration and such a blessing. I have seen God move in my life financially, so I'm grateful for that, and thank you for your prayers.
Amen.
The second thing is that as we enter this new season, this is the beginning of the month, I want to pray that I meet every goal with an artist, that I meet my mark, and that I meet the mark of the 90-day goal, and that God will send me the people he has ordained to be part of my business, and also he will direct me to the people that I'm supposed to help on this path.
Amen. All righty. Well, I thank you for that prayer request, that you'll meet your artist goals in this 90-day challenge, and that the Lord will order your footsteps. We praise God for that. Going out to Maryland to 443-224, the floor is yours.
Yes, this is Joyce. I am.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm requesting prayer for my daughter. They can't seem to find out what is wrong with her back and her leg, and she keeps having pain all the time.
Okay, what's her first name?
Her name is Valerie.
Valerie, okay.
Mm-hmm. And the other prayer is for Milton. The man's been on his job for 42 years, and he had an accident, and they trying to get rid of him. I'm just asking for prayer that he would keep his job, you know. That's all he knows.
Okay, and did you say his first name?
Milton.
Milton. See, we're going to be specific with our prayers as we call out the name Milton, and for his, he's been on the job 40 years, you said.
42 years.
In favor with job. Okay. Anything else?
That's it. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for for the honor to pray. Next, we have 317 291, Sister Henderson.
Hi, good morning. This is Jackie from Indiana.
Okay.
First of all, I want to thank you for the prayers for my son. I've requested prayer for him several times because he was in that, had that spirit of suicide on him. And I'd like to report today that he is back to himself again. He's jovial and speaking well. His name is Joseph, and he's in prison. And I want to thank you for the prayers because he had gotten so bad until I went to visit him, and he got up in the middle of the visit and just left. He said, I can't do this one more day, and left. But now he's back to himself again, so the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and I thank you for those prayers. Also, what I'd like to request prayer for myself, that God can use me and help me to understand his word and what it is that I need to do. There's something that's been tugging at my heart, and I don't quite understand what it is God wants for me right now, but I want to be able to do what he's calling me to do. So would you pray for me? Thank you.
Amen. So we're going to continue to pray, and thank you for that praise report, Jackie, for your son, to continue to pray for him and for him to continue to have the mind of Christ. And we're going to pray for you that you be used by God, and we're going to speak the word of James 1:5, that God give you his wisdom and his direction. All right. Well, thank you so much. And then now we're going to Houston, Texas, 2832-231. You have the floor.
Hey, good morning out there, Pastor Vanessa. We want to thank Dr. P.K. Roberts for the word this morning. I am happy today. Today is my mother's birthday. She's 86 years old today. Praise the Lord. We tell people on April Fool's Day, this is her day, because we take her out, me and all my sisters and brothers. We get together, and we're going to take her out for her birthday. And I just want y'all to keep my family in prayer, the Preston family. My mother's name is Pearly Mae Preston, so we want you to pray for her. She is one, I tell people all the time, she's a good woman, because she stays strong all the time. She never gets sick. I don't know. She always praying for the family, and she the one, we say everybody in the family gets sick but her. She always helped it. She drives all over the city, go where she want to go, back and forth. So we pray, we ask for prayer for her, that God keep blessing her. So y'all lift her up in prayer. And then for my father, Clarence Preston, he's doing so much better. I thank y'all for the prayers for him, and I ask y'all to keep him in y'all prayers. So thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Y'all pray for the Preston family. Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to celebrate life of 86 years of Miss Pearly Mae Preston, and we'll pray for that and the entire Preston family. And we thank you for that prayer support for your father, as we will continue to keep him lifted up in prayer. Next, we're going out to Wisconsin. I think this is at 414-429. You have the floor.
Vivian Lee.
Good morning, Hi. Sister Vivian.
Hi, how are you all?
Blessed. And your prayer this morning?
I would like for you to pray for my brother, also for his job. He's been on there 12 years, and they're trying to get rid of him for an incident that other people have got their job back and everything, but he hurt his back on the job, and they're trying to get rid of him. And for my son-in-law, my brother's name is Mark Alexander.
Okay.
My son-in-law is Dwayne Buckner. He's trying to get his disability, and they gave him his disability in 1997, but they never did send him a check. The judge approved it, and so they didn't send him a check. So now he reapplied 2 years ago now, and it just came up. The judge, he went before the judge, and he said he would grant it, but the doctor didn't do what he was supposed to, and it's back. He had to go back and do some other stuff, and so they don't want to pay him back for 14 years up to now because he was approved for disability. But God has the last say. So I just want you to pray for him.
Amen. Well, we will definitely pray first for Mark, your brother, his job of 12 years, that they're trying to get rid of him because of the back injury. But we'll stand on that Genesis 50:20, what the devil is meaning for bad. God will turn it around for good. And your brother, Dwayne, they're trying to get his disability. That for this 14 years, we'll stand on Proverbs 6:31, that the thief has been exposed and he'll have to give it back to him sevenfold. We always want to pray the word and stand on that prayer request. So thank you so much, Vivian, as we will definitely stand in the gap and pray for you and your family. Going out to Miss Rushi in Atlanta. The floor is yours.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. I want to thank God for me that I had been struggling with my voice ever since I left Las Vegas, but it seems as though it's coming back to me, and I want to just thank God for that and just thank me for continue to work in the artist family and bless the artist family and all of my artist family and the De Leon family and to lift them up in prayer and to continue to work with me with my dying line because I have reached a goal now that I'm back up with points that I never received before. And I want you to thank for the ones that's in my dying line that continue to give them strength. I have a nephew that's worked for the military down in Albany, Georgia, and he was over the mess hall there, and he was walking through. They had been mopping, and he fell, and it has taken its toll on his whole body, and they say he was trying to get paralyzed, but he's doing much better now. So his name is Michael Jones, and continue to bless my home and my finance and all my family, and just continue to bless this call. I missed a couple of mornings because I wasn't feeling well, but I'm feeling much better now. And I just want to thank God for you all, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rush.
And mother. I know she's a blessed lady to have a mother and father still living, and I know how proud she is. So bless that family as well.
I'm sorry, who was the last family you asked to lift up?
Marie Preston.
Miss
Preston
and her mother
okay.
and father. That's a blessed family to have. Their mother, and they are still living at the age that they are.
Amen. Okay. Well, for Miss Rushi, we've got you down to first to pray for your business and your downline for continued favor and success, and to specifically lift up Michael Jones. We send the word of healing from his fall, that he be totally recovered from that fall, and to continue to pray for your finances and for your continued success in Artists International. Thank you so much for the honor to pray. We'll go out to 678. I think that's still in Georgia. 678-761. The floor is yours.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. It's G. Renee. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to give two praise reports, and then I have one prayer request. The first praise report is for my mom, Sandra Coward. I had asked you guys to pray for her a couple weeks ago. She has begun taking the artist supplements, and she is definitely seeing an improvement in her health. So I want to thank God for that, and I want you to continue to pray for her because we're believing for complete, total restoration in her respiratory system. My second praise report is for my husband, Levi. He is still out on the West Coast on the tour date. But they have a date in San Francisco for the next week, and it's already 100% sold out. So I want to thank God for that success.
Amen.
And my prayer request is, as you know, I'm an affiliate marketer on the Internet, and I have been in a little struggle with one of my companies where they owe me hundreds of dollars, and I've been praying about it. I've been writing for months now, over 6 months. Well, finally this week they sent me 50% of the money that they owe me. So I want you to pray for me and believe that the other 50% is going to be coming quickly. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, we have for you that to continue to pray for your mom, and we celebrate the praise report for her total healing as she's been taking our products, and then to pray for your husband Levi, that praise report that the San Francisco date is totally sold out, and that the rest of the tour will have that same favor. And again, we stand on that same Proverbs 6:31. That when the thief has been exposed, he has to give it back to you sevenfold. And so then not only will the rest of that half be returned that is owed to you, but all and seven times more. So, G. Renee, we thank you for the honor to pray for you. All righty, we're going to clear the queue. One else who has a prayer request this morning before we close out the line. The queue is clear right now. Just giving a quick recap, we're going to begin to continue to pray for Caprice as she meets her 90-day challenge goals, and to celebrate the favor of God as she goes through this process, and for Joyce to pray for Valerie, her daughter, to pray for her back and legs, and Milton for the job of 42 years, the favor with the job, as they're trying to remove him, that what God has for Milton, no one can take for him. With Jackie, to pray for Joseph, her son. We thank God for that praise report that he's doing better, but to continue to lift him up. And Jackie asked to be used by God and for his wisdom and direction in this season of her life. Miss Marie Preston asked us to pray for a great day of celebration for her mother's 86th birthday today and the entire Preston family, and continue to lift up her dad with the praise report that he is doing better. And for Vivian, her brother Mark has had the job for 12 years, and they've been trying to remove him because of a back injury. Boy, you see how the devil is trying to cause injuries to our bodies to lose our source of income, but he is a lie. And that is why we as prayer warriors can bombard heaven and send forth the angels in all of these prayer requests' behalf. And then for Dwayne, her brother, is trying to get his disability, and that he will also have favor, and that they will have to give up that harvest of 14 years that they've held up the monies from him for Dwayne. And then for Rushi, to pray for her business and her downline for continued favor with that, and for her, specifically one of her team members, Mike Jones, who has slipped and had had injuries to his back, and we're praying for the total healing in his body, and for Rushi, her finances, and for the total restoration of her voice. And for G. Renee, we celebrate with her on the praise report of how her mother is doing so much better since she's been taking the products, but for her total healing. And then we celebrate the praise report of Levi, her husband, being sold out in San Francisco, and we continue to pray for him as he's traveling on the road with his concert tour, but that the rest of the tour be sold out. And then for the return of not just a half that is still owed to her from her affiliate business, but again, I literally have seen God move as we pray the word in Proverbs 6:31 that the devil has to return not just that last half, but sevenfold. So we thank God for each and every one of these prayer requests. I'm going to ask Amber to kind of come and close us out in prayer as we cover these prayer requests. And the reason we always have these calls is to cover each one of us in prayer, because as frontline prayer warriors, there's real spirits of backlash and retaliation and revenge that the enemy gets angry because we take the authority to stand up and pray the word of God. So we're going to cover ourselves in prayer as we cover these prayer requests. So Amber, could you come now and close us out in prayer? Thank you.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Yes, I can, loud and clear.
Okay. We just thank God for another week and the closing, and especially the word of God that came from the woman of God about being a salt of the earth. And so, Heavenly Father, we just bless you and we honor you, God. And God, we know that you have already heard us. And God, even before we yet come to you, but you said be anxious for nothing, but by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, making our request known unto you. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. God, you came, Lord Jesus. The enemy might have come to steal, kill, and destroy, but you have come to give us life and that more abundantly, Father God. And we know the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, make it tremendous and dunamis power in its working. And so, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, as the prayer requests have been came forth to the throne of grace in a time of need. Father God, we know that whatever we ask, believing, it shall be so. We do not pray earthbound prayers. We pray according to your word. And even as the man of God was talking this week about faith in your word. So God, even before the foundations of the world, these things have been settled in heaven, so shall it be in earth. So God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for each and every one on this prayer list, not only the ones that was requested today, but we also looking for the manifestation and the manifest presence of your word. Father God, we decree and declare that it shall be so. We let the enemy know we come against every diabolical assignment. We bind your assignment, trap, pit plan, maneuver, side effects, cohorts, is in the name of Jesus. God, we loose warfare angels to go with swords and chains to bind and cut up everything that the enemy tries to steal. And God, we know what he meant for evil is going to be turned around for your good. God, we thank you that the portals of heaven are open. Angels are ascending and descending upon the behalf of each and every person, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for this. God, we know this time tomorrow, this time next week, this time in 30 days, whatever the timing and season for each and every one of these prayer requests to be manifest, we thank you already in advance. We praise you already in advance, for the victory is our, God. We are more than overcomers, God. Now, I seal this prayer, each and every one of us, with your precious blood. By the Holy Ghost, baptized with fire is going to be done, God. Burn up everything that's not like you, God, and stir up everything that is of you. Lord, we thank you. We draw the bloodline between us and the enemy. We know that weapons are forming, but they cannot and shall not prosper, God. God, we thank you for the keys that we're binding and loosing according to your word, God. God, we stand in agreement because there's two or three of us are gathered together. You're not only in the midst, but it's already done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ himself. We thank you and we praise you. Now we cover, Father God, each and every one of us. We come against every backlash and retaliation. Father God, we reverse the things of the enemy and send it back to the very pit of hell in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our God assignment. Now whatever we can do for you, Father, because it's about you and your kingdom. As we seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, all things are going to be added unto us. We rest in that, Jesus. Because your word said it. Your promises are yea and amen. We thank you. We glorify you in the name of Jesus. Amen, and it is so. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen. Well, that seals it right there. Again, we thank each and every one of you. I'm just so excited when I see so many of you all stay on the line and stay in the trenches as we are, again, bombarding heaven, releasing our ministering angels, sending them on assignment. The word said they hearken to the word of God. So as we pray the word, we're watching each and one of these prayers, spoken and unspoken, be answered. So thank you, Minister Amber, for closing us out in prayer. Thank you so much, Dr. PK, for that awesome word. Pass the salt, please. We are God's salt of the earth. And that was such a rich, challenging word for each of us to be his salt. And we thank you, Candy, for opening us up, Minister Candy, with the prayer. So we're encouraging each and every one of you on this fabulous Friday as we're rounding the corner on our home stretch in this season of Lent and consecration to stay before God and be submitted on the master's call to the call God has on your life, that you be submitted, willing and obedient to walk it out and be his minister in the marketplace. Have a very blessed weekend. Bye-bye.